Welcome, Cryptozoology 101, I'm Professor Funalot, and you've come to talk about the Loch Ness Monster. Everybody wants to, but its study belongs to the humblest catalogs of unknown truth. You can order on the internet its front left tooth. You could read my dissertation on a fin with a hoof. Then you know, we don't discuss it if there's already proof. Come on, put away the great textbook with its Yeti urine, Almas, and Bigfoot. All this input you should have got on your prereqs. Scholarly pretext, check it for defects. Better we devote our time as a class to discovering the meaning of the creature at last. The monster, is it real? I don't know. It's a Tennessee stiff-legged fainting goat.
Must be the stuff of your
mythology's current. Some seen it up close and those videos weren't abhorrent forgeries either at all. But the scarego, I must insist, is forestalled by any measure of your commonest sense. And I wouldn't think that I would even have to dispense this info, that this thing is just made up. Scarego, something somebody pulled out of his butt. What? No, wait a minute, we all agree that the skunk ape and the Jersey Devil run free. Don't try to test me in the Monterey Bay. Bobo so really become a cliche. At the Mongolian death worm in my house, right next to Skronk and the aqueous mouse. Chupacabras that pounce, although they'd never, they can't, on seizure-y midgets that aren't extant.
Zookeeper, keeper, true believer, unicorn chasing, centaur seeker. I'll accept what I cannot see, but the fainting goat is too much for me. I'm a myth truster, in fact, like a luster, but my Atonium congenita is too much, sir. I'll accept what I cannot see, but not the fainting goat.
Go back in time, find Skullig and Molder. Don't ask, just grab their zoology folder, then bring it back to me now. If I'm still around, I might be mingling with more people underground. You're up in the sky on a hippogriff, flying through this abyss. It's in my syllabus. I'm instilling this knowledge in noggins. Imagine every animal's coming and clogging your mental acuity like the web of a Nancy. Now and in perpetuity, cogitate fancily. Figure this thing out, then sort it and keep it. It'll be on the final like Bo Peep on Sheep Dip, which she would have been on if she'd been real. She lived up in the meadow, wasn't that genteel, I feel. In addition, since her tale's untrue, girl must have been attendant to the scarecrow too.
Must be the stuff of folklore and magic. What I cannot see, but the fainting goat is too much for me. I'm a myth truster, in fact, like a luster, but my Atonium congenita is too much, sir. I'll accept what I cannot see, but not the fainting.